The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Texter on the Big Rock text line says, yes, we should keep the time change. How else are we going to know when to change the batteries in our smoke detectors? he says, just kidding. We should pick a time and stick to it. That's sort of the theme of most of your comments this morning as we're talking about this movement within the state legislature. The House Judiciary Committee approved a bill sending it out to the full House in January when they go back to Columbia, saying that the General Assembly should adopt a year-round daylight saving time and stop this nonsense of springing forward and falling back. Joining me for a few minutes on the 94.5 WGTK guest line, John McCravey, who serves in the South Carolina House from Greenwood. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. How are you today?
I am wonderful. Tommy and I are still planning our big trip down to Greenwood to do the show from Fat Daddy's barbecue. You going to join us that morning?
I'll be there with bells on, Joey.
Here's what I'm thinking about doing. We're going to kick off our campaign. Every year we help the Salvation Army. And so we're going to kick that off the day before Thanksgiving at Tommy's Ham House here in Greenville. We're going to do a little breakfast remote broadcast. And I'm thinking about doing the same thing down in Greenwood from Fat Daddy's. What do you think? Would that go over pretty well?
We would love it, and it would be a great thing for our town for you to come.
Well, we
would welcome you with open arms.
Well, we'll just have to plan to do that. So, all right, so let's talk for a minute. You serve on the House Judiciary Committee, right?
Yes, sir.
So talk with us about this this effort that's underway to making daylight savings time permanent.
Well, we had some interesting testimony, very persuasive, that changing the time disrupts a lot of things. That's, I wouldn't say it's something that you notice all the time, but the statistics kind of show that it affects it gives people a little bit of a jet lag when they have to move back an hour. It disrupts business and that kind of thing. And so there were a lot of small things, but they all the small things seemed to add up to logical sense. And that sense was not to change the time.
Yeah.
Harvey Peeler started this in the Senate, and it came over, and the House actually took a second reading and a vote on it right at the end of the session. And, things are chaotic that last day of the session.
Yeah.
And I think this is one of those things that it didn't quite make third reading. Third reading is usually routine, so it's already passed the House, really. And unless something crazy happens on third reading, it should pass. I think it got 90 votes. I looked at it yesterday. It got 90 votes.
So come January or so, when you guys are back in Columbia, you should give it final approval. Indication as to what the governor feels, how he feels about this?
I don't have an indication. I do know that a majority feel like we shouldn't be changing the time all the time. So, and most people like the daylight savings time as to be our standard time. So,
yeah,
I can't speak for him. I could find out, but I could talk to his spokesman and find out.
Yeah.
But I think it would be a logical thing to do.
So once you guys pass this, is this a resolution or is this actually a bill that would change the state statute?
Well, it's kind of a hybrid. I looked at it again, and it is a bill, and it does change the statute, but the statute is going to say if we have permission from the federal government.
Right.
So they have to give us permission.
So the next step would be that the U.S. Congress would have to approve this as well.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I believe so. And so other states have gotten that approval. I understand that there are some states out west that never have been on daylight standard time or daylight savings.
Yeah,
they don't change.
We had a texter here just a minute ago saying that he had moved here from Arizona, and that they never changed their time there.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
So it just makes sense. It does make good sense.
So, sorry to interrupt you, Representative John McCravey with me this morning. So that led me to another question, and this may require a little homework from you, okay? Are you up for some homework?
Yes, I do it every day.
when I read that and when this texter told me about Arizona, my first thought was, well, all right, I like the idea of us passing this and Congress making it official, I guess. But if Arizona doesn't change their times, then why do we even need Congress's approval? Why don't we just not change it?
Well, that's a good question.
There's your homework.
I imagine it's kind of, I don't know how Arizona got away with it, but if you have a neighboring state that doesn't change, you may have somebody driving to work over state lines, and it's a 2-hour difference, you know, for a short drive. So it could make an interstate commerce or have an interstate commerce effect. And Congress is always.
I've got an argument for you on that though. Let's travel up to Indiana. There's parts of Indiana when you're going from Eastern to the Central time zone.
Yeah.
Same thing from Central to Mountain to Pacific. So you do have neighboring states out there that are in different time zones.
That's true. That's true.
All right, John McCravey, we've given you some homework. So we'll be expecting you to report back to us.
Well, since I'm going to do that for you, I wanted to put in one plug for a piece of legislation, and Tommy said I could do this.
All right, so go for it.
He'll be the one that gets in trouble here.
Okay,
but. I have a bill coming up that, you know, when a military person dies in battle and they die in the line of duty, they have people that show up at their house to take care of them.
Right.
They go through a big checklist with them and everything, and they tell them what they need to do next. In South Carolina, when we have a first responder that's killed in the line of duty, nobody shows up to that widow and that orphan to help them out. And so we have widows that have actually gone years trying to struggle to get the benefits that they're entitled to.
Yeah.
And they have to go from agency to agency and nobody to help them. So what this bill will do, Joey, and I'm hoping your listeners will support this, is to create one position. We have about six first responders killed in the line of duty in South Carolina every year.
Yeah.
And this one position would help those folks and be able to go around and meet them and do what they need to do to help them through the process.
Wow. Well, look,
so I just wanted to mention that to you.
Well, and that's a whole, let's plan to have a whole nother conversation about that too. One of the things that you probably don't know about me is I'm the executive director of Mike Gallagher's foundation, and we have the Fallen Officer Fund, in which we help the families of fallen officers, and that's a very big need. Now I know there are firefighters, EMTs who lose their lives in the line of duty too, but this is very much needed, and we absolutely 1,000% support that. So we'll plan another conversation about that specifically, because that's something I really believe in. John McCravey, always good hear from you, and I look forward to hearing back from you on the homework assignment.
Thank you, sir. All right. I'm going to look into it today.
Have a great day.